Linda Chappell is the Grand Marais librarian, and she joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. You guys get up early.
Well, the library doesn't open until 10, so you get to sleep in. Well, listen, Linda, there are rumors out there that the library is going to close during the expansion construction. Say it isn't so.
It is not true.
Good, good. Okay, what is true then?
All right. Well, as most people know, we're part of the 1% sales tax projects, and we're going to be putting approximately 3,000 square foot addition onto the library. Originally, we thought we'd be able to stay in the building and just kind of move around as the construction progressed, but Orb Management has been assigned to us by the county as our project manager, and they strongly suggested to the library board that we find a temporary location for about 4 or 5 months and completely, you know, move out of the old building so that the remodeling can progress faster and safer. So that's as of Monday this week, we found out that we're moving. So now we need a place to go, and we want to maintain as much service as possible during the building process. So obviously we won't take everything from the old building, but we will support all of our regular services. You know, we'll have movies, we'll have books, we'll have some children's programming this summer.
Are you going to be able to go back into the library as staff once in a while and pick something up? Or?
Well, that's what we're going to be talking to Orb about, because they're the ones who are actually responsible for the what's called the staging calendar. So they'll give us a blueprint of, you know, what's going to be covered up, what can stay, what can go, when the staff can get in. We're hoping to be able to retrieve some of our books, you know, during the process. But if not, we'll definitely put hold on books from other libraries so that people will be able to pick things up at the temporary location.
We'll be able to use the Arrowhead computer system
the
and
catalog.
All the catalog.
Right. We plan to take our computers wherever we go.
And you don't really know where that's going to be yet, do you?
Not yet, but it's only been 3 days, so we're looking hard. We're looking for a location that has enough space, that has the ability so we can have our internet access hooked up. And we need some bathrooms and a place, you know, for the staff to work.
I remember when you moved from the old library over 20-some years ago.
Yeah.
And people walking down the street, because that's all what it was, just walking down the street with armloads full of and boxes of books. It was quite a sight.
We had kids with wagons.
Right.
And we've always had a lot of support for the library, so at some point, I may be putting out a general call to the public to help us again.
When do you expect the construction to start and this move to be made?
Well, they're hoping to do the bidding process in May, and that will be overseen by Orb Construction. And they've divided the bid packages into smaller pieces, hoping that local contractors will be able to bid on them, you know, things like electrical, site work, masonry, that type of
That brings up a point. Probably when you and I talked earlier about this, that it's not just a matter of taking the wall off and putting up a drop cloth to keep it, you know.
Right.
But you're going to interconnect the electrical system and all that kind of stuff, the heating and all that too. So they'd have to be in the main library.
Right. We're renovating the old part of the building while we're putting on the new section. And they're going to have to be cutting channels in the concrete for wiring. And so it'll be dusty, it'll be noisy, and it'll be changing from day to day. So we thought if we find a temporary stable location, that would be good for people to know where to go and staff to have a place to go every day.
So if they start construction at the beginning of summer, June, maybe July at the latest, you're going to need a place by then. Obviously.
We're going to need a place within the next few weeks, from the way I understand it. I'm meeting today with Wade from Orb, and we'll try and set out some kind of a schedule so that we know. I mean, this has all come up in the last few days. So
you could actually have a real garage sale.
Yeah, right.
You need something bigger than a garage. I know that.
We are quickly recycling stuff and giving stuff away, you know, things that, you know, we've been hanging on to that maybe we could use, but now we're saying, nope, we don't want to move old binders and old pieces of cardboard and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So.
Well, the library is an enormously successful institution in this county and obviously supported widely and greatly by the residents and the summer visitors as well. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of people that'll be pulling for you and working with you. And good luck on the move. And I'm glad we dispelled the rumor that the library is closing.
Right. And the other thing I'd like to say is that Library Friends will... Yes, they will be having their annual book sale this summer. So
that's good, because I cleaned out.
Don't worry about that.
I cleaned out my room the other day, and I've got a box for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
We've been talking with Grand Marais Public Library librarian Linda Chappell. Thanks for joining us this morning, Linda.
You're welcome.